five lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbe Bar Barchone, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda Le'inyin Shabbos, Halachik Rabbi Yosi Le'inyin Tumim. We learned Machlokes on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, when Bein HaShemoshes is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bein HaShemoshes is, according we hear a Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yehuda, from the Shkiyah, from Shkiyah Sachamo, Neimizroch Ma'adimim, and then Hichsif HaTachtoin is Bein HaShemoshes. Hichsif HaElyoin, V'Hishvel HaTachtoin is Lailo. That is according to Rabbe Alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yosef Alibe de Rabbi Yehuda, Pnei Mizrach Madimim is Yoin. Hichsif HaTachtoin is Bein HaShemoshes. Hishve HaElyoin LaTachtoin is Lailo. But this is Shittas Rav Yehuda. So according to Rav Yehuda, after it's Hishva Ha'elyin L'tachten, that there's no more Admumis in the Ruach Marovi, so that is Laila. And we had learned that Rav Yaisi holds that that man is still Yoim. And afterwards, after the Laila of Rav Yehuda starts the Bein HaShemoshes of Rav Yaisi, and this Bein HaShemoshes does not last too long. The Bein HaShemoshes of Rav Yosi is Keheref Ayin. And then it is Laila according to Rav Yosi. But Al Kolponim, when it is Bein HaShemoshes according to Rav Yehuda, it is Yom according to Rav Yosi. When it is Laila according to Rav Yehuda, it is still Bein HaShemoshes according to Rav Yosi. So now, what do we do lahaloche? Omer Rabbe Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. We don't know who to paskin lahaloche. So he said as follows: Haloche ki Rabbi Yehuda leinyan Shabbos. When it comes to erev Shabbos, we will paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Haloche ki Rabbi Yosi leinyan Trume. And when it comes to a shayla of Trume, we'll paskin according to Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara explains, Bishloi ma'alochi ke Rabbi Yehuda le'inyin Shabbos l'chumre. It seems he doesn't know who to paskin. So we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that as soon as it is Pnei Mizrach Madimim or Hichsef HaTachtoin, even though according to Rabbi Yosi it is Yoim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Bein HaShemoshes, so it is also. Halachik Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos l'chumre. Aval l'inyan Trume, but what is the case that by Trume we paskin according to Rabbi Yosi? What is the case? Ileima l'tvile, that according we paskin. One is permitted to toivel himself. B'Bein HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, because it is still Yoim according to Rabbi Yosi. Ileim oletvile sveikehi. It is a sofik. It is a sofik. Even though according to Rabbi Yosi, it is Yoim, the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Baba Chonam, Rabbi Yochanan himself is mesupik out the paskin. So how could Rabbi Bar Bachona Omer Rabbi Yochanan say that one is permitted to toivel himself b'Bein HaShemoshes de Rabbi Yehuda, and then he'll be able to eat truma later? If he's mesubik, maybe the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. How could he paskin legabi truma the kula of Rabbi Yosi and assume that the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda is yoy? Ileima l'tfila sveikehi. So the Gemara answers, Elo la'achilas trume, not legabi tvile, la'achilas trume. The shaila is when is one permitted to eat trume? The loy ochli kaihanim trume ad shalim bein HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yosi. That means, even though, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Hishve ha'elyon le'tachtayin. There's no more admumis in the ruach marovis. So it is Laila. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it is still yoim. We have Yerabein Hashmoshes. So Memele, so he paskins l'chumre, that when one needs vaday Laila, one is not permitted to eat trume after the Laila of Rabbi Yehuda. One has to wait till after the Bein Hashmoshes and the Laila of Rabbi Yossi. So in other words, he is saying, since we don't know how to paskin, so we have to name on the chumres of both. He says, we have to be magdim, whenever the hakdome of Bein Hashmoshes is a chumre, we have to be chayish l'shitas Rab Yehuda. Whenever the ichor of Bein Hashmoshes is a chumre, so we have to be chayish l'shitas Rab Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Bishloim mehalochik Rab Yehuda le'inyin Shabbos l'chumre. That what Rabbi Babachon Rabbi Yochanan says, that alochik Rab Yehuda le'inyin Shabbos, he means we have to be machmer according to Rab Yehuda. Kloima. Midekoma Rab Yochanan halochik Rab Yehuda lehochi. We paskin like Rab Yehuda in one case. Uba alochik Rab Yehuda lehochi. Shma mino mesafkelei. So we see klo, that Rabbi Yochanan did not know how to paskin. Hilkach al kochach l'chumre boi l'meizel. So al kochach, you don't know how to paskin, so you don't know when Bein HaShmoshe says, so you have to go l'chumre. So bish loy mikiyom mahalochik Rabbi Yehuda l'inyin Shabbos. So that what he says, alochik Rabbi Yehuda l'inyin Shabbos, ikolim meimel, the l'chumre omro. That he means lechumra. Ube erev Shabbos oma. Sheim osa boi meloche. If a person will do meloche in the Bein HaShmoshes of Rav Yehuda, which is then yoim according to Rav Yossi. Sheim osa boi meloche. Maybe osham toli. So then he'll bring an osham toli because lechumra, we have to be chayish. Maybe the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. Avol b'moitzoi Shabbos. When it comes to moitzoi Shabbos, lo yavdinin kevosei lemeimre the bein hashmoshes de Rabbi Yosi. The guys over here leil yo. When it abol, so we only assume the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda is considered bein hashmoshes lechumre. But we will not say the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yossi, which is after the Laila of Rabbi Yehuda, we won't say that Leilu, we won't say that it is Laila already, because we're Chayish for Shitas Rabbi Yossi also. And according to Rabbi Yossi, this is still Bein HaShmoshes. She cannot do Meloche till the Leilu of Rabbi Yossi. Tachsich Mir, this Rashi is a meiridike kashe and Rav Moshe Zecheinu Lebroche. Rav Moshe says in a tshuva as follows. The Gemara speaking about, we have a machloikis, Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda, when Bein HaShmoshes is. According to Rav Yehuda, Bein HaShmoshes is, let us say now, for practical purposes, that the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, is be'erech 12 minutes after the Shkiyah. Let us say that, according to the Shitas Agro. And the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yossi is 13 minutes after the Shkiyah. This is what our Gemara is speaking about. We're bekant, there's another shailin Bein HaShmoshes. There's a machloikis, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim, the Shitas HaGoyinim. Yesterday we learned the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. And let us say, the way Rav Moshe puts it down in New York, so Rav Moshe says as follows, that according to the Shitas HaGro, the first 9 minutes after the Shkiyah is Bein HaShmoshes. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, till 40 minutes after the Shkiyah is Yoyim. from 40, a little bit after, from 41 minutes to 50 minutes is Bein HaShmoshes. So we have as follows. So he assumes according to the Goyim, the first 9 minutes is Bein HaShmoshes. After that it is Laila, according to the Goyim. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, after, till 41 minutes is Yoyim, Vada Yoyim, and then 41 minutes till 50 minutes is Bein HaShmoshes, and afterwards is Laila. Fine. So now Rav Moshe says, what will be the din if a child will be born 8 minutes after the Shkia Shabbos? 8 minutes after the Shkia Shabbos. When are you going to make the bris? So Rav Moshe says, Me'iker Adin, you can make the bris next Shabbos. Why? How can you make the bris next Shabbos? It was born already, the Bein HaShmoshe is of the Goyin already, so Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila. How can you make a bris next Shabbos? So Rav Moshe says, there's a Sveksveike. What's a Sveksveike? Maybe according, I feel according to the Goyin, it's Bein HaShmoshes. No, Bein HaShmoshes is Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila. So I feel it is Bein HaShmoshes, but maybe it is still Yoyim. And then, who says the loch is like the Goyin? Maybe the loch is like the Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, so it's not even Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes is going to start 41 minutes after the Shkia. So I have a Sveksveike to say that this child was born till 9 minutes. I have a Sveksveike. After 9 minutes, it's lighter like the Goyin. So Mamele, you don't have a Sveksveike. But it was born 8 minutes after the Shkia. So Rav Moshe says, Me'iker Adin, one could make a bris the next Shabbos, because they have a Sveksveike that the child was born Shabbos. Later Rabbeinu Tam, it was born, there's no Sofik, it's Vadayoyim, it was Icha born in Shabbos. Bein HaShmoshes starts 41 minutes after the Shkia. And I feel according to the Goyinim, the Shitas HaGoyinim, maybe it's Bein HaShmoshes, but Bein HaShmoshes is also Sofik Yoyim. So Rav Moshe's Ma'ira, we have a klal that a Sveksveike b'shem echad does not have a shem Sveksveike. That means that the lomdus of a Sveksveike is there has to be two tzdodim lahokl. Here the whole tzadokl, maybe it's still Shabbos, azad reidel, but it's only one Sovik, maybe he was born in Shabbos, the child. So Rav Moshe has a ganser cheshbin, which we won't go into the cheshbin now. Rav Moshe says that this does have a din of a Sveksveike, even though it is Mishem Echot, we won't go into the Cheshbon. Lamaisi says one should not make the bris on Shabbos, als Tchumre de Shabbos is kedai to be Machmer and make Sunday. But al Koponim Eikar Adin he holds one could make Shabbos. Is L'chayre, this Rashi, I think is a stira to what Rav Moshe said. What is, we have, Rav Yochanan was speaking about, we also have here a Sofik. According, let us speak now what the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is Bein HaShmoshes, let's say, till 12 minutes after the Shkia. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is Yoyim. Rabbi Yossi, it becomes Bein HaShmoshes 13 minutes after the Shkia. So Rabbi Yechon didn't know how to paskin, so he says, we have to be Machma according to both. Zot Rashi. So what does he mean? You have to be machmer legabi Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda. That means if a person will do a meloche bein hashmosha is to Rabbi Yehuda, he'll do in this first 12 minutes. So la loche, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if he did this in this whole 12 minutes, Zichah was mechalo Shabbos mesam. He did it the whole bein hashmoshes to Laila. So Zichah was mechalo Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is still Yoyim. Now he said if he did it Bein HaShmoshes. Kiyom HaLochik Rabbi Yehuda Linyin Shabbos Ika Lameime Telechumra Omar. Ube'erev Shabbos Omar Shim Osa Boi Meloche Maybe Oshem Toli. He'll bring an Oshem Toli. So could be, I just now figured out that it's not fair. L'chayre, what is Pshat and Rashi? Rashi says that he'll bring an Oshem Toli if he did, when did he do the Meloche? So I was under the impression he did the Meloche, the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. he did the melacha, the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. So Mameli brings an Oshem Toli. Why does he bring an Oshem Toli? Because maybe he was Mechalo Shabbos. Maybe he wasn't Mechalo Shabbos. So a Sofik Chiyav Chatas, you bring an Oshem Toli. So Herakashe, why do you bring an Oshem Toli? There's a Svek Sveika over here. According to Rav Moshe, Bikiradin, you're allowed to do Melacha now. If I'm a Supik. Maybe it is Yoim. If it's Bein HaShmoshes, maybe it is Yoim. And then, maybe we paskin according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Icha Yoim. The same Svek Sveike that Rav Moshe had, Lahalocha, when we have a Shaila, if we paskin according to the Goyin or according to the Rabbeinu Tam, so Rav Moshe says there's a Svek Sveike, so Lachere here, we have Mamish, the same Svek Sveike. We have the same Sveke. Maybe it is Yoim. Nefilu, even if it's Bein HaShmoshes, maybe it is Yoim. And maybe Bechlal is not even Bein HaShmoshes. That was my Kasha and Rav Moshe. But now I'm just thinking, maybe Rashi means he did the Melacha, the whole Bein HaShmoshes. He did the Laila also of Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe that's what Rashi means. If he did so, we don't have to speak about Bein HaShmoshes, then we'd have to speak about the Laila. Pasha Bai says he did the Meloche, the Bein HaShmoshes. Maybe we're only speaking about the Laila. Maybe it's only speaking about he did the Laila of Rabbi Yehuda. No, the Pasha say understood he's speaking about he did the Bein HaShmoshes. What this melacha is very unclear. Could be Rashi means did not do the melacha bein hashmoshes. Could be also boy melacha means he did the melacha when there was laila. Not mashmad according to Rabbi Yehuda, but that would be a big doichik. Because the Rabbi Yossi is kherifayin, so we wouldn't accomplish anything. Rav Shabbos Omer Shibosa by Melocha, maybe Hashem Toli, Avmaitzoi Shabbos, Levdini Kibosei, Meimre de Bein Hashmoshes, the Rabbi Yossi Lailehu. Pashtis, Rashi seems to say he did Melocha Bein Hashmoshes, the Rabbi Yehuda. If that is the case, so Lechayra, why should he bring an Hashem Toli? We have a Svek Svek Lehoka. Let us go a little further. Ilei melitvile, the svirelei, the kahanim toivlim with the Rabbi Yehuda, that the kahanim are permitted to toivl in the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, kidekoma Rabbi Yossi, just because according to Rabbi Yossi, the kahanim are permitted to toivl in the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. Pol Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yehuda sveikehu, medlinyin Shabbos koyi kibosi lechumre. Hey, this is the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda Zasofik. That's what we just mentioned before. We go Lachumre. And the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. So how could Kahanim be permitted to table themselves the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda if Rabbi Yehuda is Mesupik? Maybe it is Taka Bein HaShmoshes. So the Gemara says, Elo La'achila. Bekula Milse de Rabbi Yehuda Lachumre. The whole memory of Rabbi Yehuda is Lachumre. The loitame, you should not say ki sholem bein hashmoshes the Rabbi Yehuda. You should not say that when the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda ends, leil yehu v'neichel, and he's permitted already to eat tumah because it's laila. So we say no, that even though the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda ended and it is laila, we still have to be chayish. Maybe it is still bein hashmoshes according to Rabbi Yossi. And therefore he's not permitted to eat truma. But meila nami linya meitzoi Shabbos loy amrinin ke Rabbi Yehuda the name. So by meitzoi Shabbos we will not say kol Rabbi Yehuda the name. We will say that the bein hashmoshes is the Rabbi Yosi leil yehu v'shori. We will not say that the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi is laila because according to Rabbi Yehuda that man is laila. No. We won't say that because maybe it is still Bein HaShmoshes. So we will not be permitted to do Malocha till after the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yossi will pass. Let us see Taisvis. Ela le'inyin achila. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that in legabi achila strume, if a kohen toivel himself, so it is not sufficient that he waits till after the laila of Rabbi Yehuda. He has to wait till after the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi and then the Laila of Rabbi Yossi in order to be able to be permitted to eat Truma. Kosher, Fractosis, the Mishum Shiyure Puta, this whole Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi, the Havi Keheref Ayin, the whole Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi is a Heref Ayin, it's a second. Lehavalei Lemivsi Ke Rabbi Yossi, what is Pshat? If we pass the light Rabbi Yehuda, automatically you have Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemoshes included. We don't have a stopwatch that works by the hundredth of a second. So Al Kaponim, when we're assured that it is Laila according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is then, we can be assured that the second of the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi also passed. The lack of the meima, the cheheref ayin, the Rabbi Yossi, einei miyad achel bein hashmoshes, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosis maybe will say as follows. That is true, that the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi lasts a cheheref ayin, lasts a second. And that is also true that the bein hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi is after the laila of Rabbi Yehuda. But it is not the second after the laila of Rabbi Yehuda. It could be it's 20 minutes after the Laila of Rabbi Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yehuda has Laila, and then it's Laila according to Rabbi Yehuda, and 20 minutes later it is still Yoim according to Rabbi Yossi, and then there comes Bein HaShemoshes, which is a second, and then there's Laila according to Rabbi Yossi. So Memela, so then Rabbi Yechon is telling us a very choshev eshtik teire. He's telling us that when it comes to eat Trume, you cannot wait till the Laila of Rabbi Yehuda comes. You have to wait till the Laila of Rabbi Yossi comes, which is 20 minutes and 1 second afterwards. If that's what you'll say, V'lekel ha'mein v'techeref ayin the Rabbi Yossi, einei miyad acha bein ha'shmoshes the Rabbi Yehuda. The heref ayin is not right after when the bein ha'shmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda ends. U'mis acha har be'achov. Im kain, the Omar Rav Yehuda. The Gemara, we learned the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara says as follows, Bein HaShemoshes to Rav Yehuda, the Bein HaShemoshes of Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yaisi, Kehanim, Toivlin Boy. The Bein HaShemoshes of Rav Yehuda, a Kohen is permitted to Toivl and that Bein HaShemoshes according to Rav Yaisi. Why? Because according to Rav Yaisi, it is still Yoim. So if we will say, that after the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a 20-minute lapse that is still Yoim according to Rabbi Yossi. Ma'iriya Bein HaShemoshes, why did the Gemara say only the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yehuda one is permitted to table himself according to Rabbi Yossi? Ma'iriya Bein HaShemoshes? Acha Bein HaShemoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. Nami kahanim table mul Rabbi Yossi. If there's a 20-minute lapse, so one can toivel after the Laila of Rabbi Yehuda, it is still Yom according to Rabbi Yossi. So we see that there is no time lapse between the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi and the Laila of Rabbi Yehuda. It's mamish the next second. So we're back to the kasha. So Tosfos says, V'yishloima de'enai mis'acher kol kach sheyehei shir tvila bintayim. So Taisva says there is a lapse between the Bein HaShemoshes of, there is a lapse between the Bein HaShemoshes of Rabbi Yossi and the Laila of Rabbi Yehuda. But this lapse is not, there's not enough time to table yourself. Now, in order to understand this a little better, the Rashba explains this. This man tvile, we won't say the cheshben in Hiluch Amos, a person is tevil himself in the time it takes to walk 50 Amos, in the Erech, this comes out less than 25 seconds. So Al Kaponim, this is what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying that there's be'erech after Laila of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a 25-second lapse, and then there's the Bein HaShmoshes, which is another second, 26 seconds, and then it is Laila according to Rabbi Yossi. So Al Kaponim, in 25 seconds, one cannot table himself. It takes 27 seconds to table yourself. But Al Kaponim, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a shtik teir over here. Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's Laila, if it is, let's say 7 o'clock is Laila according to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as it comes 7 o'clock, you cannot eat Truma yet. You have to have a watch with a second hand and wait 26 seconds, and then you're permitted to eat Truma. Before then, the same thing by Meitzoi Shabbos also. It is 7 o'clock plus 26 seconds. We have to be chayish l'shitas Rabbi Yosi. Inami sofik hoyolem im hoye maschol miyad acher Rabbi Yehuda oy mesacher harbe. Chazal themselves didn't know if the heref ayin of Rabbi Yosi, if the heref ayin of Rabbi Yosi comes immediately after the laila of Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe the heref ayin is maybe 20 minutes after the laila of Rabbi Yehuda. Chazal themselves didn't know. I misach a harbe. Loch itzach la mivsik, loch li kaanim truma adavada I sholim bein hashmoshes de Rabbi Yosi. They are stodim ein and stodim aher. Let us say for practical purposes, the biggest chumer in Rabbi Yosi is it's 20 minutes later than the laila of Rabbi Yehuda. So memele, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying, when it comes to achilas truma, the one cannot be makel according to Rabbi Yehuda, one has to wait another 20 minutes till the Laila of Rabbi Yosi will come. Bekitzer, how did the Gemara say pshat in Rabbi Yochanan's memory? Rabbi Yochanan holds we have to go lechumre both ways. We have to be chayish for the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. We have to be chayish for the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yosi. Hiksha HaRav Peiris. So Rav Peiris asked, the Bishabis Gufei have a motzi leminken. Why does he speak about two different halachas? Legabi Shabbos, we have to be machmer according to Rabbi Yehuda. Legabi Truma, we have to be machmer according to Rabbi Yosi. In Shabbos alone, he could have said both chumas. Have a motzi leminket. Halachik, Rabbi Yehuda, be'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do meloche the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. Because maybe it's Bein HaShmoshes. Oche Rabbi Yosi, be'meitzoi Shabbos. And Moitzoi Shabbos is not allowed to do Meloche in the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yosi, even though it is Laila according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or if you want to speak about Truma, V'chein L'nyi Truma V'motzi L'meima. Or you want to speak about Truma, so you say, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda L'nyi Tvila. As soon as it comes the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda, one is not permitted to table himself. Rabbi Yosi L'nyi Nachila. But when it comes to eating Truma after the Tvila, it's not sufficient that it's Laila of Rabbi Yehuda. You have to wait till the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yosi ends. Why did Rabbi Yochanan, when he spoke about the Chumra, he spoke about Shabbos, when he spoke about the Chumra, that was the Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda. When he speaks about the Chumra of Rabbi Yosi, then he speaks about Truma. The Nireleri, the Neichele Lashmin and Revuse. He wants to tell us a chiddush. Da'afilu b'Shabbos t'chomo meikel Rabbi Yosi. He wants to tell you that even by Shabbos, that is chomo nisoskile, Rabbi Yosi is meikel. And according to Rabbi Yosi, one is permitted to do melocha bein hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. V'shori lasa is melocha bein hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. No, since I don't know how we pask, and maybe we pask according to Rabbi Yehuda, therefore you're not allowed to do melocha bein hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. So he's telling us a chiddush in Rabbi Yosi. V'afilu b'trume dekil mishabes. Now he's telling us a second chiddush. That afilu trume. That is kill me Shabbos. Oy betrume darabonon. Mach me Rabbi Yosi. Deloy ochli kehanim ad shalom ben hashmoshes the day. When it comes out trume, which is kill from Shabbos, so there Rabbi Yosi is more machmer, and he holds you not allowed to eat trume till it ends his ben hashmoshes. Now, I can't begin to understand the second chiddush, what we're saying, legabi trume. That means, mishloim the first chiddush, no, so the zicha machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda when Bein HaShmoshes is. Rabbi Yosi said Bein HaShmoshes, his Bein HaShmoshes is after the laila of Rabbi Yehuda, that's for sure. So that what he's telling us a chiddush, that according to Rabbi Yossi, one may is permitted to do a malach in the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. So that in itself is a chiddush, that Rabbi Yossi wasn't chayish l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, we're talking about Chilul Shabbos over here. Rabbi Yehuda holds Bein Hashmoshes. So that is a chiddush. Rabbi Yossi was not chayish. We don't know how to pasken. We are machmer, but Rabbi Yossi himself held that one is permitted to do malach in the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. That is a chiddush. But the second thing what Taisva says, that he wants to tell us by Trume, that even though Trume is kill, it's kill Mishabes, according to Rabbi Yossi, one is not permitted to eat Trume till his Bein Hashmoshes passes. I mean, what's the chiddush? If the first Mahalach of Taisus was speaking about Trume D'Yeraisa. No, Trume D'Yeraisa, so it's Kil Meshabbos. It's not Skila, it's Misa B'Day Shamayim. So you have a Sofik D'Yeraisa. You have this person has a Cheskes Tume on him. So it's a Chiddush to say that he's not permitted to eat Trume till the Bein Hashmoshes passes. What is the Chiddush? What is the Chiddush over there? According to Rabbi Yossi, even though Trume is killed on Shabbos, I mean, what's a Trume killed on Shabbos? To eat Trume betumes aguf as an Isra d'Yeraisa, Zachi of Misa b'day Shemaim, and if he holds this is Bein Hashmoshes, Pashteitzach, you have to wait till the Bein Hashmoshes ends. I can't understand what the Chiddush is. If we're speaking about Trume de Rabbonon, that's the second Mahalach in Taisvis, no. Trume de Rabbonon, so one could say, so we should say Sofik de Rabbonon lehokul. The Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi is only a Sofik. Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. And it's only Trume de Rabbon. Let us say Sofik de Rabbon and Lahokul. Then we go into Ablote, it's a Sofik de Rabbon with a Cheskes Tume. Okay, about Koponim, is Echnet as a Poshet that you should be Mekel. But by Trume de Rabbon, I can understand a Shtikel Chiddush. By Trume de Yeraise, I cannot understand at all what the Chiddush is that according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to be machmer. Now, Fashteitzach, why shouldn't you be machmer? Behold, the Bein Hashmoshes is later. Oma Rabbi Yehuda, Oma Shmu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Koichav echad yoim. If only one star is visible, it's still day. Shnayim Bein Hashmoshes. Shloisha laila. Tanya nami hochi, koiched echad yoim. One star is day, shnayim bein hashmoshes, shloisha laila. Omar Rabbi Yossi bar Ovid. Now when speaking about stars, loy keichovim gedoilim anirim bayoim. There are keichovim gedoilim, which you can even see them by day. You can see five stars by day. But that's not, we're not speaking about that. These keichovim are not any simin whatsoever that it is approaching night. V'loi kechovim ktanim she'inirim elo balayla. Kechovim ktanim did not come out bein hashmoshes. Elo beininim. By kechovim beininim, we have the shear of 1, 2, and 3. 1 is still yoim, 2 is safik, and 3 is layla. Oma Rabbi Yossi ve'Rab Zvide. Ha'oise meloche b'shnei bein hashmoshes. If a person will do meloche in the bein hashmoshes of Erev Shabbos, and he'll do meloche in the bein hashmoshes of Meitzoi Shabbos. And we'll see in Rashi, he did meloche the whole bein hashmoshes. Let us see what Rashi says. B'shnei bein hashmoshes, Erev Shabbos, u'meitzoi Shabbos. Behelem echot. That means he did not know that this molocha that he was doing is osar in Shabbos. That means he never found out that this is osar in Shabbos. He was, let's say, kaitzer the whole Erev Shabbos. He was kaitzer the whole Meitzoi Shabbos of both Bein Hashmoshes. We'll see where Rashi said this in a minute. So memeile, ein kan oido shem toli elochatos. So that means like this. Bein Hashmoshes we had learned on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, there are 3 tzdadim, what Bein Hashmoshes could be. Bein Hashmoshes could be Kula Yoyin. It's in Ganzen Day. So if it's kula yoim, so that body was kaitzer bein hashmosh is the erev Shabbos. He didn't do anything. He was kaitzer on Friday. That body was kaitzer the bein hashmosh is of meitzoy Shabbos. So he was ich mechalo Shabbos. So if it was kula yoim, he was mechalo Shabbos meitzoy Shabbos. If it is kula laila, so the melacha he did bein hashmosh is erev Shabbos. So that's Kuli Lailos. He was Mechalo Shabbos. The Malachi he did Meitzoi Shabbos. He did it Bechol. So according to these two Sveikis, if he did Malachis both Bein Hashmoshes, so Vadai, one Bein Hashmoshes, he was Mechalo Shabbos. If it's Kula Yoim, he was Mechalo Shabbos, the second Bein Hashmoshes. If it's Kula Lailos, Mechalo Shabbos, the first Bein Hashmoshes. So Meman of Shech Yischai Yevachatas. That's for sure. But there's be'emes in another cheshbin. There's a cheshbin, maybe bein hashmosha is miktsas min hayoim and miktsas min halayla. Could be part of bein hashmosha is day and part of bein hashmosha is night. Now, if this is true, this is also what Safek the Gemara says later. If this is true, so be'emes could be this person was mechalo Shabbos twice. He was Mechalo Shabbos, let's say, he was Mechalo Shabbos the Chelek HaLaila Bein HaShmoshes of Friday night. And he was Mechalo Shabbos the Chelek HaYoim Bein HaShmoshes of Meitzoy Shabbos. So this person is twice a Mechalo Shabbos. So Rashi had a kasha. So why do you say he brings one Chatos? One Chatos for sure, but he should bring an Oshem Toli also. Maybe he's Mechuyim another Chatos. So Rashi says there was Behele Mechot. That means there never was a Yediyah Bintayim. So Memele, if a person is Koitzel V'Koitzel, in Shabbos, Behele Mechot, he brings the one Chatos. These are not two Chilulei Shabbos. Two Meloches, in one Alome, you bring one Chatos. So that's why Rashi says, that's what Rabbi Kibbeger says, Pshat and Rashi. So Rabbi Kibbeger says, Pshat and Rashi, that's what Rashi is saying over here. Yishnei bein hashmoshes, Erev Shabbos, Umeitzoi Shabbos, Behelem Echot, it was one halome, and kan oid Oshem Toli, there won't be an Oshem Toli, Elo Chatos, there's only one Chiyiv Chatos. Yizich was Mechalo Shabbos. It was Mechalo Shabbos twice, he still holds only Mechuyiv one Chatos. That is what the Gemara is saying. Mimon Evshech. What's the Mimon of Sheikh? Ilel Yahu, if the first Bein HaShemoshes is Laila, Chayev al Erev Shabbos. V'shel Meitzoi Shabbos ain't a klum. V'yemomehu, if Bein HaShemoshes is Yoim, Hu Chayev al Meitzoi Shabbos, Bein Shel Erev Shabbos klum. V'chugoyin da Ovid Leikol Bein HaShemoshes, the Lekel is Fuki Lahai B'tchilosoi Lahai B'saifoi. It is speaking about that he did the whole Bein HaShemoshes, or else we could say that the beginning is Yoim and the end is Laila. And Memel, if he did the beginning of Erev Shabbos and the end Meitzoi Shabbos, he's Vaita not a Mechalo Shabbos. So therefore, if you say he did, because Rashi is speaking about this third Nekude, could be half is Yoim and half is Laila, or a Chelik is Yoim and a Chelik is Laila. So therefore, Rashi says, he only did it, He did the whole Bein HaShemoshes. That is the memra of Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Yisim Bar Zvi, Yisim Malacha b'shnei Bein HaShemoshes, Chayiv Chatos Mimon Nefshech. Period. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Leirove L'shame. This is a Meiridik Gemara, which is Meiridik Negeya, to be Mevarer, when Bein HaShemoshes is. Amalei Rove L'shame. Rove told his Meshores, he told them as follows. Atun deloikim lechu b'shiyure derabonon. You don't know. You are ignorant. When the Rabbonon hold it is Bein HaShemoshes, you don't know. Is therefore adishimsha aresh dikle. So when you'll see the shemesh that is on top of the dekolim, a dekel is a tall tree, and you'll see the shemesh, it's on the top of the dekel. This is before the shkia yet, it's on top of the dekel. So nyun aboki when Bein HaShemoshes is,
Atlo Shraga. So you be Madlik Neiris then.
We're talking about, we don't have luchais, we don't have watches, our whole knowledge of time is looking at the sun. So Memele, since you are not Boki Bebein Hashmoshes, Bishiyure de Rabbonon, is Adishim Shareish Nikla. So when you see the sun on top of the decal, which is before the Shkiye, Atlu Shrage, so you should be Madlik Neiris already. Period. Let us go further. B'yoyim ha-mu'unon mai. But what do you do when it's a cloudy day, you can't see the sun? No, what do you do? So the Gemara said, an eitze. B'mosa, so if you live in the city, chazi ta'na goyla, you can watch the chickens. How will the chickens help the situation? So let us see Rashi. B'shiyure d'rabonon bein ha-shmoshet. Atlu hadliku es haner mi ba'oid yoyim. So you be madlik, you don't know when Bein HaShemoshes is, so you madlik the ner mi ba'oid yoyim. If it's a yoyim amunon, chazu tal negoyle, hayoyishvim al ha-koyres mi ba'oid yoyim, but the tal negoyle, mi ba'oid yoyim, they sit down on the koyres, so when they start sitting down, it's mod ba'oid yoyim, then you should be madlik neres. That's if you're in the city. If you're in a field, v'chein ha'oirvim besode, the oirvim also, they rest mi ba'oid yoyim. So you also know that's the time. Inami ada'oni. What is ada'oni? Esev ha'koiri malve. It's a certain type of a grass, of a plant. Ba'olin shalai noitin l'tzad ha'chama. And the leaves are always facing the sun. Shaches kfufen lemizrach. So this grass is bent down towards mizrach. Bachatzi hayoim zkufen. The plant is straight. It's vertical. Ule erev kfufen mi'oid le'mayrov. And towards mayrov it's kfufen mi'oid. So when you see it's kfufen mi'oid towards the sun in mayrov, and it's a cloudy day, so we can't see the sun, but these plants know where the sun is. Is memele. Then you should know that it's time to be madlik neiris. Now, this is a moira diki gemore, and there are many kashas asked on this gemore. Yesterday we had learned, we have here, there's a three-way machloikis. Yesterday we had mentioned two shitas. Let's mention these two shitas, and we'll mention the third shita. The Shitas HaGoyin is, from the Shkia, starts Bein HaShemoshes. That, because the Gemara says, from the Shkia starts Bein HaShemoshes. So the Goyin learns, as soon as the sun goes down, starts Bein HaShemoshes. Bein HaShemoshes, we hear whatever, 12 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it is, that's Bein HaShemoshes. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, from the Shkia, you have a good 58 minutes that is still Yoyin, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. And this first shkia that the Rabbeinu Tam calls is nothing. This is yoyim. And as the Taisus Rid explains, in this zman, the first 58 minutes, or Ramesha says in New York it's the first 40 minutes, in this zman it is still light. So this is yoyim. After the 58 minutes or the 40 minutes, bizmaneinu, we start seeing a redness in the sky. That is already the second shkia. The second shkia, that means the light that the sun was giving off disappeared. Now we see a redness. And that starts Bein HaShemoshes. 58 minutes afterwards starts Bein HaShemoshes. And it is still 72 minutes. And 72 minutes is Laila. So we have here a machloikis. And then there's a third shita, which we did not mention yesterday. The shitas hayireyim. Which is Amurim de Keshite. The Shitas HaYireyim is that Bein HaShemoshes is before the Shkia. Bein HaShemoshes is before the first Shkia. As soon as there's the Shkia, that is already Tzeisa Kechov. So the Yireyim, where's the Tzeisa Kechov as soon as the sun goes down? So the Yireyim explains there's two Tzeisa Kechovs. There's a Tzeisa Kechov when the stars come out to prepare to show themselves. That's as soon as the Shkia. We don't see it yet. There's a Tzeisa Kechovim Lamaila.
And Lamata, we see it later. We can see it 72 minutes later. But the gate is done. Tzeis ha-kechovim is iborikia when the kechovim come out. In the rikia, the kechovim come out as soon as the sun goes down. So when it's bein hashmoshes is 15 minutes, 18 minutes before the shkia. Fine. So we have here a three-way machloikis. Now, we have here a gemara. The gemara said that Rav told his mishoris, he says, you're not boki in bein hashmoshes, so memele, you should be madlik when the sun is over the dekel. You should be madlik when the sun is over the dekel. The Yireim brings down this gemara and mamish echat nachas from this gemara. That's what you have to do. And when the sun is over the dekel, good, the dekel is a very tall tree. Till the shkiach vases, maybe another 25, or maybe it'll be 25 minutes till the shkiach. You don't know exactly when to measure. So when you see the sun over the dekel, you go and madlik neiris. So mamish echat, he brings this gemara and echat nachas from this gemara. But yes, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, 58 minutes, till 58 minutes after the Shki is Yoim. So he told them, you don't know when Bein HaShmoshis is, so you should go and sin when the Shemesh is Beroish HaDekel. What's that Zichdor? You don't know, so you have to make such a Helchik. You have time, so more or less this is the same time. This is the ignorant ones, more or less. 20 minutes before the Shkia. 23, you have to know exactly where this is a Zman when it's Reish Dekel. I said before 25 minutes, maybe it's 20 minutes. This is the correct time. Everyone does like this. So Memele, to others bring a Raya Fakel to the Rabbeinu Tam. But we have here this problem. L'chayre, according to the Shitas Agro, L'chayre, the 20 minutes before the Shki is ganz fine. I mean, why dafke the ignorant people? Rabbi Zal Peterburg wants to fa'em for this Gemara sai according to the Goyim and sai according to the Rabbeinu Tam. He wants to say as follows. According to the Goyim, there's a very interesting Lashon over here. He told him, Atun Tuloikim luchu b'shiyure de rabbonon. It's a very interesting Lashon. B'shiyure de rabbonon, you're not boki in the shir de rabbonon bein hashmoshes. He was miyaches bein hashmoshes shiyure de rabbonon. Only the rabbonon know it. Why is this called shiyure de rabbonon? So he said, we heard a machloikis in Rav Yehuda, if right after the shkia it is bein hashmoshes, that's what Rabba holds. And Rav Yosef holds that right after the Shkia is not Bein HaShmoshes. The Kozman Shepnei Mizrach Madinim, it is still Yoim. And afterwards it starts Bein HaShmoshes. So Memele, so Rabbi Zal Peterburg, it says like this. We had a raya yesterday, we will go into this, that the Rove Paskin like Rav Yosef. So Memele said, since we paskin like Rabbi Yosef, so filu after the shkia is still yoin. We paskin like Rabbi Yosef. So Memele, so one could be madlik a filu after the shkia. But atun deloikim luchu b'shiyure d'rabonon, this chilik. The chilik between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, you're not boki. So Memele, we're telling you that you already should be machmer not to be madlik after the shkia. You won't figure this out. You should be madlik before the shkia. But in Yesod, according to Rav Yosef, one could be madlik a fellow after the shkia, because the shkia, Bein HaShmoshes, does not start directly after the shkia. That is how Rabbi Zal Peterburger wants to say according to the Goyim. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that even though the Ramban in Teiris HaOdom says, according, and we pass like this lahaloche, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, from the Shkia till 58 minutes afterwards is Yoim. And then starts Bein HaShmoshes. But in this man, from the Shkia till Bein HaShmoshes, is as man of making Teis V'Shabbos.
If one wants, one can make the whole thing Toisvis. If one doesn't want, one makes a part Toisvis. So Bissel Petterberger is mevayer that me iker hadin, it is preferable to make the whole Zman Toisvis. So he says that was Pshat and Rove. So in, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're not chayish of the Bein HaShemoshes. The Bein HaShemoshes is 58 minutes later. We're chayish on the Zman of Toisvis. So we know when the Shkia is, we're Baki, so we know it will make the, from the Shkia, we'll make this man Taisvis. You are not Baki in this man, so you should be Moisen, you should make the Taisvis 20 minutes earlier. That's how he wants to say, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, to answer the Kasha that the Yireim asks on the Rabbeinu Tam. I just had one Shtikel Ha'ora on this Gemara. There's a bakante machloikis, how we cheshben plag amincha. Do we plag amincha is an hour and a quarter before Laila, or hour and a quarter before the Shkia? So according to the poiskim, and one is not permitted to be mekabel Shabbos before plag amincha. Now, plag amincha, if we cheshbin from Tzeisak Echovim, so Plaga Mincha comes out is 3 minutes before the Shkia. The Shkia is an hour and a fifth before Laila, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Laila, and it comes out a cheshbin of 3 minutes. That is the whole Plaga Mincha. So L'chayre, I didn't understand, so how could you be madlik? How could you be madlik when the shemesh is b'roish hadekel? L'chayre, this is l'chayre, if we cheshbin, that plaga mincha from tzeisa kechovim, so this is mamish 3 minutes before the shkia. So l'chayre, this man of b'roish hadekel, the Yireim held it 20 minutes before the Shkia. The chickens, he brought a guy from the chickens to the Shita. So this Zman of Bereish HaDekel is at least 20 minutes before the Shkia. According to him, the Shkia says like a Chavim ready, fine. But Al Koponim, the Metzias HaDvarim is 20 minutes before Shkia Sachama. So how are we permitted to be Madlik Neiris then? It's before Plaga Mincha. That's Pshtikul Ha'ora here on the Gemara. Tanu Rabon. Sheish Tkiyois Toikin Erev Shabbos. There used to be Toikeya 6 Tkiyois. The 6 Tkiyois means as follows. Tkiye, we'll see soon. Tkiye, Trua, Tkiye is 3. Tkiye, Trua, Tkiye is 3. These were the 6 Tkiyois. Rishayna, the first Tkiye was Lahavtil Esa'om Mimeloche Shebesodis. The first key was the people who are far away in the Sodis, they have to stop working. Let us see what Rashi says. Sheish Tkiyais Afatruais Beminyan. In the 6, we add the Truas also. The Seide Shalahem Tkiye Truas Utkiye. The first key was Lahavtil Mimeloche Shebesodis. The Yehela and Shuhus Likonis Le'ir, that they're permitted now, that they should have time now to go into the ear. This was the first Tkiye for the Am Shebesodis. Shniye, the second Tkiye was, which was a true and Yesoid, Lahavtil Ir, the Chanoyis. The Masa Matan in the ear, Lahavtil Le'ir Mi Moloche, the Chanoyis in the stores, Mi Mekach Omemka. They heard the second Tkiye, everything came to a standstill. Shlishis, the third kiyah was lahadlik es haner. The third kiyah was hadlok es haneris, divrei Rab Nos. Rab Yude hanosi oimer, shlishis lachloit tfilin. The third kiyah was not lahadlik es haner, as we'll see in Taisvis. And Rashi also says that. It was not lahadlik es haner. That was the fourth kiyah. No, lach leitz tfilin. Yidin were tfilin the whole day. So by the third tkiye, lach leitz tfilin. Vishoye, and then you wait, kidei tzliyas dak kotten. You wait for the time it will take to roast a small dog, a small fish, like they lahadvik pas betanu, or to put a pas betanu, and it'll get a crust on it. You wait this time, this is the stomach, another 15 minutes, base. Vitoikeya, this is the fourth kiye. Umeiria, this is the fifth kiye. Vitoikeya, and this is the sixth kiye. Vishoyves, and then it's Shabbos already. Let us see what Rashi says. Lach leitz tvilin, vad lokes ner berevius, the madlik the ner by the fourth kiye. Lavik pas betano. Vadayin yeshuhus, there's still time, kadei shikrimu poner, that there should be a crust, shayimemarin at kiyais, they used to hurry, they lahaysif michel ala kodesh. That means, they were memaya. They should be maysif michel ala kodesh. Now, look to Gemara weiter, Gemara will explain this, yeah, but let's go a little further. Rab Shimon Gamliel, Ma nasa lehem lebavliyim. Rav Shimon Gamliel had a taina to the Bavliyim. Shetoikin umeirin, v'shoivsin mitoich meirin. We said the seder is the last koil is at the kiyah, and then you're mekabel Shabbos. Then v'shoivsin, it's Shabbos, chal Shabbos olo. The Bavliyim were Mekabel Shabbos from a Truah. The last Koil was a Truah, not a Tkiyah. So the Chodesh Ha'aviv explains, so what's the problem? What was Rav Shimon Gamliel Misoinen? He was Misoinen that the Shabbos are coming from a Yavove, from a Klog. That should be the Boi Chala. The Shabbos are coming with a Tkiyah. Tkiyah is a Loshen of Simcha. Truah is a Loshen from Yavove. He couldn't stomach it. That the Bavliyim, the Shabbos kumt noch a geschrei, noch a tzaoke, noch a bechi. It's not Shabbistic. That's why Rav Shimon Gamliel couldn't be saved. Zog the Gemara weiter. Like the Gemara, listen, why you only, because the Shavis mitoich Meriim, Toiken and Marien, if they're only Toiken and Marien, have a look at Misha, she have a better time. There was a takone, sheish tkiyish Toiken, if they're mekabel Shabbos after the Truah, this is only five. So the mam is doing kenegich takonas chazal. So why am you only timing sheivsim with Toich Marien? Ella, no, he said no, they made six tkiyis. Ella she Toiken, the choizrin ve Toiken, Umerian v'shaivsim mitoich merian. And no, the lemaisa, they made six koilas. But they made two tekiyas, one after the other. And they did it minigavisayim biyodayim. The reason that they did this was minigavisayim biyodayim. So the Chayyid Shavu wants to explain what's that minigavisayim biyodayim? Because they were afraid, beginning there weren't too many b'nai Torah, so they were afraid that one might make a mistake when he hears the tkiyah, if they would make the way the takon is taken umarin the taken, one would not be holding cheshbon and he hears the tkiyah, so he might think that this is the first tkiyah, so still continue doing melochim. So therefore they made the two tkiyahs first, and then they knew when you hear a truah, that's it. Aye, it's not as a Shabbos, the kshayvsim mitoich merim, it's better as a, one shouldn't come to chilul Shabbos. That was the minhag saying be a day. Masni lei Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchok brei. Rav Yehuda taught his son Rav Yitzchok shniya lahadlik asaner. That when after the second tkiyah, which was a truah, yemadlik asaner. So the Gemara says, Kiman, loike Rabbi Nosson, veloike Rabbi Yehuda anosi. What kind of shot is this? Rav Nosson says that yemadlik asaner by the third tkiyah. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, Rashi said, Pshat Yemadlik by the fourth Kiyah. So Memele, so what's Pshat the second Kiyah? Elo, Shlishis Lahadlik Esner. Yitaka told him, Shlishis Lahadlik Esner, Keman Ki Rabbi Nosi. And before we see Rashi, let us see the Gemara further, that explains a little better than these Kiyahs. Tone Devei Rabbi Yishmoel, Sheish Tekiyahs Toiken Erev Shabbos. Hischil Litkoya Tkiyah Rishayne, when they blew the first kiyeh, nimnu ha'emdim besode. This was spontaneous. As soon as they blew this first kiyeh, the oimdim besode stopped. Milader umilachos, they stopped digging, they stopped plowing. Umilaseis kol meloche. As soon as they heard the first kiyeh, everything came to a standstill. In atheichen advorim agiim, vein hakroivim rashoim likones, which is a moiridike chumra over here. The sodais, there were sodais close to the ear, and sodais far away from the ear. The ein hakroivim rashoim likones, those who are korev le'ir, are not permitted to come, they can't work anymore, they're not permitted to come back, ad sheyavoyu rechoikim, they're to stand there in klotz, maybe they can say shir hashirim if they know it by heart, but they have to wait till the rechoikim come, v'yichnesu kulam kechot, and all enter the ear at one time. Now what is pshat in this takone? Amoyro dikazak, let us shir hashi. Milader milachper, v'yichnesu kulam kechot, shelo yecheshtu. If people are going to see that some farmers come in, let's say, 5 o'clock, and some farmers will come in a quarter after five, so what's really pshat? Because those who come in a quarter after five, well, their farms are further away, so it took them an extra 15 minutes. But the people won't know this, that they're 15 minutes away. The people will think, you know why you came 15 minutes? Because you wanted a chaparein abyssal in the middle of plowing, so you wanted to finish the plowing, and then you'll come in. That's why you came in 15 minutes later. Oy, bist du doch hashegitz. You're supposed to stop right away. Shlo yechesh du hanichnosim ba'achrein eloima sha'osku b'melachtam acher sheshomu koil ha'shoifo. People might be choishit that these farmers that come in 15 minutes later, they wanted a chaparein. She'ein ha'koil makirim mi kroivim u'mi rechoikim. They don't have a map to know which is close and which is far away. So therefore, in order that there should not be a choishit b'ksheirim, so the kroivim had to stand there in klotz till the rechoikim came, and they all entered the city a quarter after five. This happened after the first kiyeh. The second year. Vadayin chanoyeis psuchais. The stores are still open. Utrisin munochim. And these were either the shutters or the doors. These were like tables that were outside of the stores. And the wares used to be set up on these tables. Hischil litkoya shniye. The second kiyeh. They blew the second kiyeh, which was a truer. Nistalku atrisim v'ninalo achnoyeis. So then in the city, business came to a standstill. Va'adayin chamin munochim al gabi kire. But still, we aptet kire true chamin munochim al gabi kire. The hot water, the chaynik was al gabi kire. Ukideira is munoche is al gabi kire. Hisrilit koye kire shlishes, when they blew the third kire, Silei kamisalek. So they took off that what they're going to use for tonight. They took off the kire. The hitmen hamatmen. That what they're going to put away for tomorrow. So they covered it up. This they did after the third kire. The hidlik hamadlik. And now the madlik went and was madlik. The shoye. This was after the third kiyeh. This is according to Rav Nosson. The hidlik hamadlik, the shoye kedei tzliyes da koton, and then they waited, kedei tzliyes da koton, or kedei lahadvik pas betanu, v'tekeya umeriye v'tekeya v'shoyevis. And then, y'tekeya umeriye v'tekeya v'shoyevis. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Trisin, hein dalsois, achalainis achnoyis, mesalkin oison, menichna gabi yeseide. She used to take them off, she used to put them on feet, mestame. Omoichen aleim tavlin vishal dvorim. Ule ere marziren oison lepsochim. They turned, put them back, the doors you put back. Chamen, what did he need chamen for? Maim chamen limzik beim yayin lishtois. They needed hot water, not for tea, to be mazik the yayin. Silika mesalik, kederes haisuyis listalik lamachol alayla. They took that off the kire. Vehitmin amatmin esaruyais lamachos. And this they did by the end of the third tkiyah. Before we'll see Taisvis, it would be Kedai for 2 minutes to see the Ran, but the Kevega Tzeichens too. There's a Yesodistika Machloikis between the Ramban and the Ran, Pshat and our Gemara. The Ran is and Daf Yudam at Aleph, the Daf Yerid. We'll just learn a shtickel of the Ran. There's a Machloikis, the Bahag and the Ramban. The Machloikis, the Bahag and the Ramban is the Bahag Shita is as soon as a person is Madlik as Haneris is Mekabel Shabbos. If he's Mekabel Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Meloch. And that's what all our women are Amachmer Eftad Lokis Neiris, that is Shita is Habahag. And the Ramban Tainis, there's no such thing. Vizetman Azazach Ad Lokis Neiris is Kabbalah Shabbos. It's not your Madlik Neiris, you can still do Meloch. So the Ran and the Yudam et Aleph brings down one of the rayas of the Ramban. This is around 8 lines from the bottom. Ba'oit haray amru b'shilei pirkin shlishis the third kiye lahadlik asaneir they were madlik the neiris hidlik hamadlik v'shoye and you wait after hadlaki you wait kidei litzlois da kotten. Alma, what did they wait for? They waited for you, a madlik, but maybe someone doesn't have chalas yet, or does. So, mele, before the Kabbalah Shabbos, Alma, bosa, adlokes haner, muta, litzleish, dogim, ulahadvik, pas, betano. The kulu, vade, madlik, and everyone was madlik then. Was man the kuli inshehi lahadloke, ubosa rochi, and afterwards, man the hadlik, the person who was madlik, gufe, madlik pas betano, vitsoile da kotten, midle havet kia bas reise da dloke, since the last kia was not to be madlik, no, they were madlik by the third kia, and then they were tsoile da kotten, or madlik pas, is a raya, not like the Bahad. That is Shitas Ramban. Now let us turn over on Daf Yudam at base. The Ran holds like the Ramban. And he holds the Ran holds like the Bahag, I mean. And he holds the Inyan of Adlokis Neiris. His Pshat is that the last Meloche that will be done Erev Shabbos is a Meleches Mitzvah. Adlokis Neiris Choyve. Is the last meloche is a meloche that is a mitzvah for Shabbos. And then it's Shabbos already. And that's the Kabbalah Shabbos. So the Ran is, it is 3 lines after we see in the bracket Taflamet Hei. So the Ran says as this, V'kivin d'chol anishmaitzim muchichi shechachomim tiknu shetei hadlokes aner meloche achroine. This should be the last meloche that one does before Shabbos. Misha Madlika Saner Kvar Hu Goimer Bedata, he makes up his mind, Shalacha Meloch Azula Yasushim Meloch Acheres. Fa'ein Lecha Kibul Shabbos Godlo Mizem. Umay Vikomai Siraya Midisanya Vishili Pirkin. We learned by us. Shlish is Hidlika Madlik Vishoyik Delitzlis Dakot and Lav Raya Hiklau. This is Bechlau, not a Raya. The High Vishoye, that what he says, he waits. Lava Madlikoi. Allah Tekeya Koi. We're speaking about the Tekeya. The Tekeya is the one he's controlling everything. So after the third Kiyah, he wakes. The Hochiktoni Hischil Litkoya Tkiyah Shlishis. He brewed the Tkiyah Shlishis. Now people got very busy. Silik, Hamesalik, Vihitmin, Hamatmin, Vihidlik, Hamadlik, Vishoya, Kdelitzli Stakot, and Ployme. Kamiye Tekeya Zeh Shoya, Bein Tkiyah Shlishis Litkiyah Choyne.
How much should he wait now? Sheyev shaloi mishaloi yishel kadei siluk vatamon vadloke. He'll only wait the time it takes to take the kdeira off the kira and to be matman the kdeira vadloke. She'ein ha'kel matmin min umadlikim ke'echot. It doesn't work. Everyone doesn't do everything exactly at the same time. V'oi, now Philip will say they do at the same time. She'yesh mi she'ein matmin ala kedeira achas. There's one person that's matmin one kedeira. V'yesh she'matmin harbe. One is matmin a lot of kederas. There's no standard time. V'chein badloke. So how does the tekeya know? Afterwards, it's going to go fast. Kiya truot kiya gutn Shabbos already. Mishumachi komar shatekeya shoye bein tkiya shlishis lervias kishir. How he waits? Let's say it takes 15 minutes. Nitzle dakotn kishir shiye nitzle binein dakotn elahadvik paspetan levikro panel benosnu shir bein tkiya shlishis ledalit. Afal pishle nosno shir ben rishayne lishnir ben shnir lishlishis. Afishe ben tkiyis rishaynis oid hayoim godl. It's still day ben kpeida bishireyim. Avo tkiyis lishis rishay samach lachashecha. It's pretty close tonight. Mibnei had lokas haner. Sha'osa lahagdimoy. So therefore, he had to wait a little bit. So they had to be medagdik, and then after the shir tliyis, Dag Cotton, then he made kiyat trut kiyat. Fa adarabe zukteran. Ahi muchachadule bosser had lokele ovid malochi klau. The Ramban brought a raya from this Gemara, punkt verkehrt. This Gemara's raya did into malochi. Midiktoni had loke bosser had tmone. The first one matmin, and then they made it loke. Chmoyshe safti rabbonon, lemailo, the bekimen the rabbonon tikon shetei had loke malocha choine. Vade misha madlik berev Shabbos kvahu goma bedata shayasa malocha lacha mikam v'nimtza mekabo Shabbos lachad lakosi. The Ran says before as follows. L'chayra the Seder's punfakert. We learned in the Mishneh that bein ha-shmoshis hadlok is also natmon is mutter. So why was the Seder here punfakert? First hatmon and then hadlok. Is a raya that the minute he's made adlokeh, he was mekabel Shabbos, nitz more chomer than bein hashmoshes, he wasn't permitted to be matman anymore.